I must say he was very straight and honest. He knows what's needed in Letterkenny along with the minister, and that's what the minister keeps saying to me, Manus, we want to take an overall look at Letterkenny, see what's needed and try and provide it. You know, I think they're taking a long-term plan here for Letterkenny, and that's great to see, because that's just building a block now and a block again is not working. We need to get a 5 or 10 year plan for Letterkenny to get it restructured and have it as one of the main hospitals again.
So I suppose that's ultimately that's it, is that, you know, that if plans are put in place to ensure the long-term future of the health service there.
Yeah, well, I'd met the minister for a couple of minutes today, and I must say she's very aware of what's going on in Letterkenny, and she really wants to do what's right for Letterkenny for the years to come. And I mean, that I think now what we have to concentrate on, she said she needed to be given a month to go through what she needs to do, and then she'll come back to us and let us all know what, with the doctors and all, what her plan would be. And I think we need to afford her that time, because she has taken a long-term view on Letterkenny. And I think when she does come back with a plan, it'll be a good plan and everybody will buy into it.
Yeah, ultimately, that's the big thing, yeah, isn't it? That everyone kind of buys in and, you know...
Yeah, well, I mean, never before have I heard that 171 doctors are together on what needs to be done. You know, it's time to call stop to what's going on in Letterkenny. We need to get it right. But we need time for the minister to have an in-depth look at now what we need in Letterkenny as regards everything in the hospital from top to bottom. So she wants to do that in-depth survey. So once that's done, then she's going to come back to us all.